Why was that so good?
I told you I'm good at impersonating people.
I'm taking the dog, dumbass.
If you don't know what that's from, you're not supposed to listen. You're not supposed to listen to this podcast.
I can do one more. I have never seen that before. I have never seen my husband's hidden will before.
I wish you guys could see her face right now. You really were focusing.
I got really into it.
You were really focused.
I was like up, shoulders back,
butt
airway,
butt clenched,
and we're ready.
Welcome back.
Welcome, everybody. Sorry, I had to start with that little impersonation.
That was so good. I'm kind of taken back. I don't even know what to say. That was really good.
I don't know where that came from. I don't even know why you had to hear it, but I knew for some reason something hit me. The lighting hit me really good for a second. I had a moment. It was like a calling.
I have to impersonate Legally Blonde. What's her name?
I don't remember.
Me either. It's okay.
And the other one, yeah, Legally Blonde. The other one's from A Cinderella Story at the end when she's getting arrested.
You're too damn good. Okay. Let's start out with some reviews on Apple Podcasts.
Oh, yes. Why don't we just jump into it? Welcome here, you guys. Episode 26. I had to think about that for a second because I'm like, what number are we at?
And we only say it to keep our own brains in check because literally, no one else cares what episode it is.
I'm like,
okay,
get in the zone, Sid. Let's go. Okay, we got a few super cute reviews. I already did the little great podcast for anyone in their 20s. They give us 5 stars. You guys are so nice. I found this podcast on Instagram last month and I have binged several episodes on my weekly commute from the cities to La Crosse, Wisconsin. I have laughed and also heard a ton about super relevant topics. Definitely makes my 2.5 hour drive go by super fast. I feel like I'm hanging out with Sid and Soph in person.
Thanks. Future Miss Z.
Future Miss Z. Ooh, engaged.
Okay. Congrats.
Congrats, girl. Let me scroll over because I took a few screenshots. This one's a little longer, but it like hits all of our points and I felt really special that someone's listening that intently. Yeah, of course you can.
So shout out to Skater Girl.
Skater Girl.
She says, absolutely love this podcast. Not a huge podcast fan, but the voices are so smooth.
Ooh. Oh my God.
Sid's voice is smooth. Maybe not mine. It are so smooth, and it's like listening to your friends download about their weekend after a night out. The topics can range from serious to lighthearted in the same episode, which is appreciated. From poop to body acceptance, all topics are fair game. But these ladies really talk about important topics affecting women that you may be timid to bring up at first to friends. You can send a portion of the podcast and say, this, have you experienced this, or is this what you're going through? Straight candid can generally start positive conversations. After a full binge one weekend, Sid and Soph have already positively impacted how I'm thinking, viewing myself.
Thanks
for doing that, you guys. Keep those coming. That means a lot to us. It keeps us going. So
makes our heart full, and it makes things easier for us, and it helps for other people to find us too, which is what we ultimately need and want, like grow our audience and grow you guys and do more for you. If our audience is bigger, we can do a lot more, like the events we've alluded to and like merch that we've talked about, which is coming. So stay tuned.
It's just a little difficult to figure the shit out on our own.
It's not as easy to navigate.
Speaking of Straight Candid and kind of the growth with what's going on, we are looking for a producer just because Andrew, who works with Back Pocket, he has a lot of shit on his plate. Mm-hmm. And we're just looking to kind of hire someone for long term.
Yep.
Hire / having someone who wants to learn that side of things. Andrew is a really cool dude. He'll teach you all the ropes. We're just kind of put that out there, just see if anyone reaches out. Someone who's kind of vibing with Sid and I, who would kind of have some fun with us on the podcast.
And bonus, if you know how to stream to Twitch or have a computer that's capable of doing that, you're our dude or our gal or whoever the hell you are. We're excited to work with you. So just let your friends know.
Yeah, let your friends know. And if you're funny and preferably a male. Just kidding, but kind of not. What? So
I don't care what you are. Just let me know. We have a lot of Straight Candid moments this week. I feel like we need to like dive in. Should we do like every other? I don't even know where to start.
Dude. I mean, I'll do all mine because they're pretty short. They're pretty short.
Okay. I'll try to be quick, but you know, I ramble.
Yeah, you're good. Okay. So yeah, we usually write like one key word to remember our Straight Candid moments on our notes. And I just looked at both of ours. We both have like see through pants, sunglasses, pink eye, hairy, like just like all these random words. So let me just
go. So weird.
Yeah, so I wrote down DMing Harry Jowsey just because I think it's funny when I DM like really famous people and it's like that blue check shows up in your like and messages. Like,
yeah,
and cool. I'm like, oh, too bad. No one will ever see this. I honestly just DM'd him because he's hot.
I'm sure he gets like probably 150 yeah. DMs every like 3 minutes. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, 3 seconds. And then
wait, can you explain why you DM'd him? Just be like, hey.
Okay, well, I was gonna make it really fast, and there really wasn't much else to say besides the fact that I DM'd him.
Okay, fair.
And Harry, we'll leave it at that. And Harry Jowsey, come on our podcast,
please.
Okay. Also,
I'm sure he's listening.
I thought Ellie, our intern, was gonna be here, and I wanted to talk about the Lumify drops that she gave me.
Oh yeah, she gave you those at the fairgrounds. Yeah.
So I get like eye infections every month. I'm not kidding you. It's not pink eye. It has to do with my contacts. And my straight canon moment is the fact that people like you, people like anyone who I tell about my eyes, like, oh, did you fart on your pillow?
I did say that because.
Oh, were you eating ass? I heard it all day.
People actually openly are like, oh, were you eating ass? That's so aggressive. What are you doing?
Freaking Ben asked me that, right? Yeah, when we sat down.
I did hear that.
So, Ryan? We were at fairgrounds and I walk in, Sid's like, oh, do you fart in your pillow? I'm like, shut the fuck up. I've heard that 3 times today. Ben sits down. Ben is a social media guru. He was like talking to Sid and I about Instagram. So you'll see a lot more reels coming from Sid and I.
Oh God, here we go.
Do it. But anyways, Ben sits down. He's like, hey, you been eating ass? I'm just sick of hearing it. I
think it's hilarious.
But anyways, Ellie, my intern, saved the day. She gave me Lumify drops and it makes my eyes really white. It was really nice.
Can I tell you how I got pink eye the one time I've gotten pink eye?
Yes.
My sister farted on my pillow and I got pink eye in both my eyes and one of my eyes wouldn't open.
Okay.
And nobody, the freaking nurse, I went to school and they're like, someone must have like farted on your pillow.
I feel like that's not actually a thing.
Oh no, it is. And then I went to the doctor because my eye was sealed shut for 3 days and the other one was just bloodshot. Sealed shut. It was so swollen.
Why did she fart on your pillow?
Because she was mad at me and I said, don't even get near me. And she's like, I'll fart on your pillow. And she was like really little, like 5 years old. She was a little demon child. She already knows this, so it's whatever. She went in my room and I was in the shower, bare ass naked, farted on my pillow. Farted on my freaking pillow. And I got pink eye in both eyes. I was like, this?
I don't think every
motherfucker.
I don't think every fart is supposed to give you pink eye. So she must have some stanky ass fart.
It was a bare cheek fart. So I don't know. You tell me. Jeesh.
Oh, okay.
Help us.
And my last straight candid moment is pertaining to this past weekend. I have a whole conversation about something pertaining to men and how I hate guys, but that's going to come next week when we're talking about some more things that kind of associate with that conversation.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
But I did go out again on Friday and we were in Riverdale or River Falls, whatever the fuck it's called, and some small
town.
Where
were you?
It reminded me of Riverdale. It's like this small ass dinky bar. And I brought
Riverdale, River Falls. I'm like, where were you?
It just reminded me of Riverdale. But anyway, so I brought my friend Vanessa with me. We're going out in this small town bar in Wisconsin. And my straight canon moment is the fact that my friend, we were like realizing that my tolerance is pretty high because we were drinking like shot for shot, same thing. She could not handle it. Like I noticed, like I was like, oh, she's not okay. So we get to the bar and she was like, let's get drinks. And you hate to be the friend that's like hey, hi, so like, can you mix in a water? So what I did, I told her this the next day and she literally like almost cried. She had no idea. So I go up to the bartender and I'm like, hey, can I have a tequila water? 2 tequila waters. And I go and I wink and I'm like, for her, just the water. And I give him a little wink. He gives us the drinks and then I bring those little Mio squirters. I squirted our little Mio in both and Vanessa grabs the water and she's just sucking it down, like taking a Snapchat of her, like drinking really fast.
Oh my.
And I'm just sitting there like giggling. I'm like, you bitch, are you just drinking water?
You have no idea. She's
and
had
I
no
did,
clue.
I did that all night.
And it worked. I'm sure she was fine in a little bit.
She just drank a lot too fast. So
that happens. So yeah. The best of all of
us. She thought it was funny. She's like, you can tell the story. So
that's pretty good though. You're a good friend though.
That's what she said. And I was like,
it is a good friend.
It would have been even worse if I had to take care of her ass, you know?
I have friends from college and I would not obviously say names, but they'd be like, no, I'm not drinking water. And then they'll go and like grab the bottle and just like, I'm like, oh my Lanta.
Right.
And then by then, you know, it's nap time on the couch.
Yep.
I'm like,
so you know what?
Okay, there's fair
a,
enough.
There's a tip for you if you have a friend that's always like, not saying Vanessa is at all, it was just one of those nights, but if you have a friend that usually gets a little drunk pretty fast, bring your meal with you and just start ordering drinks and give them water.
There you go. I mean, you're saving them.
Right?
It's like, it's a good thing.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, Sid, what you got all for right. me this well, week?
Let me start with my list here, shall we?
Yes.
So I was in San Diego this weekend. It was wonderful. Don't worry, I was masked up and I'm also half vaccine, so I've had COVID. Good things.
My vaccine's tomorrow, finally.
Oh, good. Yay.
Yay.
Okay, so I went down to see the La Jolla Cove. Where's all the seals? You know, it's like this thing. If you Google it, you can see all the seals. First of all, I put it on my story and everyone was like, are they dead? I'm like, why would I story?
Did they say it like that?
No. Were they dead? Yeah, they probably did. It was a voice memo. But no, and I'm like, so we're just enjoying it. It kind of smells like poop, but I can't really smell, so I had no idea. I was really enjoying it. I got very close, and I didn't know why people weren't getting close. And Jordan's like, wow, it really stinks. I'm like, oh, okay. Anyway, we went out in the cove and the bend, and people were just out there. And I'm wearing, like, you know, I'm wearing an all-white workout outfit. It doesn't matter until the rest of the story, and I've got my little coffee. I'm like, oh, I just love it
You're
here.
You're like, I love my outfit today. It's
so
cute.
No, I'm like, I love it here. It's so warm. I'm enjoying the seals. Oh, nature. And we turn around, and a wave just comes over us. Like, demolishes it. My coffee's gone. It's got salt water just fucking everywhere. I'm spilled, like, all over myself. And we start laughing because it's funny. I mean, we're on the water. Like, who cares? Like, it's, like, getting rained on. We were laughing, ha ha. And I'm walking through the crowd, and Jordan goes, oh, babe, your pants are see-through. And I was like, no. I'm like, what do you mean? I go, yeah, right. I'm like, these are not see-through. I look down. It's just my underwear. And literally, he took a photo. My ass cheeks are completely out. And I had to walk through a crowd of like probably 150 to 200 people.
Hey.
That are all like, oh, they just got spilled out. Oh, like as I walk past, my butt cheeks are just out to freaking play.
You gave a little show.
I gave a little show. Guys, you know what? People loved it.
Well, I literally.
For the people.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you. But,
what?
I saw that on the story. One, it was hilarious.
I know. I had to
share
it, though.
Two, I wish you wouldn't have put a peach over it because we were trying to see your butt crack.
I know.
Three, I also just did this entire walk around the park the other day with a freaking hole in my pants too.
Except your picture you put on, it actually looked good. I covered mine because I literally was clenching my butt cheeks and like curled back because I was so embarrassed. But anyway, we had a lot of fun in San Diego. We did go out, and you know when you get like a little more drunk than the people that you went out with, it just happens.
Yes.
You know, it's fun though. It's nothing's happening. But I did one of the ones where, you know, I woke up in the morning and I found like some sunglasses that I didn't have before.
Oh.
And a thing of Fireball, and my friend came and picked me up, and she had the same sunglasses on except in a different color, and I go, oh my god, no. And she goes, oh yeah, we bought these last night. Oh yeah, we did. We went into a freaking convenience store, and apparently I tried to make a deal. I was like, 2 for 1, how about that? The guy's like, no, they're $5.99.
Can you explain what these sunglasses looked like for me?
They look like if you took like a cool big giant pair and then chopped the bottom off. I think I literally went for the worst pair.
Were
the
they
ugliest
camo?
Ones. Kind of. Like, do I have them on?
What?
Did I have them on in like a story or anything?
Yeah, I thought you showed me them.
Oh,
I thought I saw
did.
Like a Snapchat.
I don't know.
Of some
anyway,
sort.
Long story short, it's just funny when you wake up and you're like, what the weenie? I'm such a wiener.
Sorry, I was on my phone for a second, but I wanted to quick because when I walked around the park with the hole in my pants, did you see this story of the girls stopping me?
Yeah, I
got recognized in public.
Yay!
And I wanted to shout out Ella and Brittany because
cute.
They literally stopped me in the middle of my walk. And
cute.
She literally had the Straight Candid Podcast on her phone.
That's so freaking cute.
And they were just really chill and fun. And I just had to tell you that I finally got recognized.
Thanks, ladies.
And they weren't intimidated by my resting bitch face, apparently.
Oh, my
so.
God. Well, good.
Sorry, I fucking keep talking.
I don't know. Well, I have so should I keep going on my list? God,
yeah.
People are like, we don't really care that much.
No, these are fun. I love
okay,
these. It's my favorite part of our podcast,
me
honestly.
Too, to be honest.
Yeah.
This is the catch-up part
yeah.
that I love. You guys, what's really cool is, and I have exciting news because this person is going to come on the podcast, and I told Sophie that, but I literally met a lifelong friend this weekend. And like when you meet somebody that is just like your person and that like it was so cool. And what's crazy is I text her. I'm like, this is going to sound so weird. It sounds like I'm confessing my love to you. But like, I just feel like I met one of my people.
Are you tearing up?
No, I'm not. Okay. Should I be? I can squeeze out a tear. But no, seriously. And it's just so freaking cool. And I'm so excited to have them on. It's
yeah.
a couple. Her name's Jenny. I'm not telling you what she's from, but she was on an MTV show, which
yeah.
I learned after the fact, but she's going to be coming on.
You
and
told,
so, no, new.
Sid told me their names and I was like, wait, are you fucking kidding me? I'm obsessed with them. They're going to come on to you guys.
They'll be on in June.
We'll disclose later. But
we'll give more details, but it'll be about a month. They got to come to Minnesota. They don't live here.
Good.
So
I'm happy. That's
fun. It was really special. And yeah, you knew I was like talking about stuff like this.
And
so
you literally
like,
nonchalantly put them both in your Instagram story.
Yeah.
And I was like, I would have been taking selfies and like tagging them.
I know, but
Sid did this like casual like swipe by like,
ooh, who's here?
Yeah.
I just wanted to get the vibe in there. last one. Okay.
Oh, damn. You do have a list.
This is the last one because this is the best one of them all.
Okay.
I'm laying in bed. I'm FaceTiming my sister, my little sister, Taylor. And Jordan ripped ass on my leg. Ripped booty. Like farted on my leg and like not okay. And then he starts laughing. He goes, no, stop. Don't be mad at me, babe. Don't be mad. Taylor told me to do it. They teamed up on me.
Your sister told your boyfriend.
Yeah. Apparently Jordan was over there texting Taylor and saying, should I fart on Sydney? And she goes, LOL. Yeah. And sends like the poop emoji. What a loser. I love them both.
Okay. Is it ever acceptable for your boyfriend to fart?
No.
By you?
No.
By you?
No. I don't want to. No.
Like, what if he's in the same room?
I'm not going to fart on you.
What if he's in the same room and he has to fart?
Well, sure. But God, I would prefer not.
Just not on you.
I don't really want you farting in my room either.
Okay. All right.
I don't mean, I'm saying like, if you got to, whatever, do your fart thing, whatever. I mean,
just make
sure.
It
but don't
be polite
like, couldn't
about
you walk
it?
In the other room?
Okay. Yeah.
Couldn't you go by the toilet? Mm-hmm. What if I'm cooking dinner? You're going to just rip ass right next to the plate?
Ugh. Get that all that bacteria.
I just plated your pasta. Like, what the hell? You know what I mean?
Plated your pasta. Don't fart by me.
I just like, I'm like, I'm not actually someone who's like, don't fart. That's so gross. Ew. Nobody farts. No. Like, but you know what I mean? I'm like, just go over there. Like,
oh, that's good.
God.
That
anyway,
is so funny.
End my rant.
End discussion. Start new discussion about Bochella.
Ooh, 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 ooh.
Ooh, ooh. July 24th, you guys. So the Back Pocket podcast, the Back Pocket production, they throw this party every year and it gets bigger and bigger every single year and it is fucking insane. I'm not lying to you.
It's wild.
Yes, it's like Coachella but we're on a boat. How many floors is it this year, Andrew? We got four floors.
Oh my God.
They have some live bands, live DJs. Everyone's dressed like Coachella themed, but we're all just like partying, drinking, dancing. It is the time of your life.
It's on the Hudson, I believe, right? No. St. Croix. I'm like, I always get those two rivers confused. Not going to lie.
Such a fun area,
but
too.
So fun. Yeah. I wasn't able to go last year. I had a family thing out of town, but I had the most FOMO I've ever had. Yeah. This thing is going to be wild. Soph and I will be there. Our friends will be there. We're inviting you guys to come.
Straight Candid listeners will be there.
So Straight Candid listeners.
How do we get tickets?
How do you get there?
Let me tell you. So our link in our bio will have a direct page from Straight Candid to the Bochella homepage. And you guys can purchase your tickets through there. So if you're Straight Candid listeners and you want to support Sid and I, please purchase through that link in bio. The link will also be in the description for this episode. So tell your friends, tell everyone about it, and let's sell this bitch out.
Let's do it. Oh, I'm so excited. Hey. I just need something like that to look forward to.
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, I need something to be like, that's coming. Like, yes, like we're going to have
it. And
I'm
like, let's get shredded. Let's work out. Let's go.
As we're like talking about it, I'm literally sitting in like a little angle so that I get a little ab like work.
So I look skinny.
I know. I'm like every time I do an episode, I got a little crop top on. I put my arm over it. Like, oh no, I'm just timid. I'm so timid.
It's casual.
No, I have a roll.
We all fucking do it.
Everybody's got a roll. It's all good here.
Okay, so what are we doing this episode?
You guys, we are talking about cancel culture.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And assumptions about us.
But I should dive into assumptions first. But I always get a little bit excited because I just want to like read our title and go, wee! But we did ask listeners. We put it on our story. And if you missed it, by God, you got to be quicker than that. We put it on our story and we said, what are your assumptions about Soph and I or the podcast? And we want to read those to you because we have them together and we also did them on our personals. And it's really interesting to hear what people think about you. It's also a little bit
offensive
slightly. And you know what? We're here and we're out there and that's who we are. So we're going to bring you along this whole entire journey with us, no matter how we feel, if it's good or bad or ugly or whatever
it is. And apparently this is a trend that's like kind of overdone by now, especially when this episode comes out.
Yeah. Whoops.
But Ellie actually told us to do this. Our intern was like, you guys should do the assumptions on your podcast. So shout out Ellie for this idea.
Yeah. Thanks, Ellie.
And okay, I'm going to start with my personal ones. I'm just going to kind of read them pretty fast.
Yeah, go through.
I'll read them fast and I'll like tell you true or false, I guess.
Also, you should tell us after which ones, like how it made you feel.
Yeah. Okay. I might have kind of, I have a good amount. So I'm just going to kind of like,
have a good amount.
I'm just going to roll through it.
Okay.
Okay. You're in a constant battle of confidence versus self-doubt being your worst critic. And I was like, yep, that's fucking true. Very relatable. Some days I feel like my expectations are too high.
Okay.
And then the other one, you do marijuana.
You do marijuana. The marijuana.
And then I replied, I'm like, cause I wear beanies. And
yeah.
Like,
what?
Occasionally.
I was going to say,
your favorite color to wear is black. Yeah, that's true. You prefer Shake Shack over In-N-Out. Either one. Don't care. You're a freak. True.
You're a freak.
Yeah.
That's what they wrote.
You a freak.
You a freak.
You've never felt more true to yourself and your purpose than you do right now. And honestly, that's also true.
Oh, that's cool. I like that.
You aren't the dating type. I got that a few times.
Oh. Okay.
And honestly, true for now. You're too independent, which makes being in a relationship challenging post-honeymoon phase. And I literally screenshot that and send that to Sid as soon as possible. I replied to the girl and I said, how do you know this about me? Another one. You're an outgoing introvert. Yes. You enjoy your B.O.B., battery-operated boyfriend, and being single more than searching for a boyfriend. 100%. As you get older, you are becoming more aware of your white privilege. I know I am. And yes, in the past 2 years, especially, like, it's made me a lot more aware of how privileged we are.
I like how real that was.
Yeah,
too.
Very real. And then someone says, you were hungover in this pic when I posted this. Also true. This fucker, oops, I shouldn't. we've blocked him, so that's why okay. He says, you know you're hot. And I said, I didn't reply, but I'll say now. Yes, I'm confident. I am confident in myself. What can you say?
Can we just say that this person was blocked for being inappropriate? Let's just put it that way. Yeah. End of story. No need to dive any further.
You don't like the way fake nails look on you. Honestly, I do like the way fake nails and pretty fingers look, but I just can't keep up with it and I bite the shit out of my nails.
I was
going to
say, you're a nibbler.
I'm a nibbler. You're a bad texter. Forgets to text back or think they did but didn't. And this is absolutely hilarious because this person has never texted me in my life.
Funny that they'd know that or think that.
Yep.
God, okay. You got a lot.
I have a few more. Your exes Your exes must miss you. Don't know. Sure. Low-key would be a good friend. I hope so. Your parents paid for college, so you're debt-free. Yes, they did pay for my college. It's the best blessing a parents could give you. I hope I can do that for my children. Okay, you have a hard time saying no to people in the sense of hanging out and tasks. It used to be difficult for me to say no, but now I say no all the fucking time. I'm like, I don't want to hang out. I want to be by myself and watch Netflix.
Yep.
Okay. You're organized with your schedule. Sure. You're still with Andrew. No, I'm not. You would never sell your nudes. LOL. I've never thought about it, but... Sure.
Maybe. What are these? Okay, some of these assumptions, you're like, oh, what?
That's
and you
all
got,
I got
that from my food post?
Yeah, what?
My selfie that I talk about my favorite snack? Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And also, you guys, I literally read them all. Like, there wasn't one I didn't read. So I was offended by a few of those.
I was going to say, how did they make you feel?
I was offended by a few of them, but I just, it is what it is. Like, yes, my parents paid for my college. I'm not sure how you can assume that from, you know, certain surface level pictures or who somebody is, but I'm very grateful. I'm privileged and I know that, but for the most part people were pretty accurate and most of them were just funny.
Yeah. I mean, you got a lot. I'm like, okay, well, let me go to my list of two. No, just kidding. there's a few more than two, but okay, the ones that came in for me, these are just so wonderful. Type A anal, things have to go your way.
You little anal.
I mean, I'm overly organized, yes, and I like to do things myself, so I would say it is true, but I'm a perfectionist, so it is what it is.
Sid and I make a great team.
We do.
We both want it to go our way.
Then that's not pretty good. That's still good.
Okay, I'm shutting up.
You whip Jordan. I think they mean wear the pants, and honestly, to an extent, I do. I would say in all my previous relationships, I was very much the pants wearer. Mm-hmm. But that's the reason why Jordan and I are so perfect, is because he will call me out if I'm doing something ridiculous or if I'm like being over the top. And he'll be like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah. I'm like, sorry. I'm like, where did my pants just go? Apparently they fell off. Okay, let's see. I assume you don't need expensive hair products. That one was a little weird. I didn't understand what that meant. But I
think it means you have nice hair.
Oh, thank you.
Because, like, for me, if my hair were ever to look as, like, thick and full, I would have to put 2 bottles of hairspray in my hair.
Well, you know what? I've come a long way. I'll put a photo on our Straight Candid account on Thursday, and I'll remember this one because I look like literally, what's his face? Coconut head. I'll show you the photo.
Yes, you have to post that.
I have evolved just slightly from what I used to look like to what I look like now in my hair. And I will just leave it at that. It's not a wig, and you'll see what I'm talking about. When you're listening to this, you'll see what I'm talking about.
It is the funniest picture I've ever seen. Like, you guys are going to go insane. It's when she puts her little bowl cut next to coconut head.
People literally used to ask my mom, is that a wig? Is that a wig? They thought I would, like, I don't know, was wearing an extra hair piece. Like a, what are they called?
Toupee.
I just wore a toupee to school. Like, okay. Well, thank you. That was nice. Okay, let's see. You have a lot of friends, but a lot of relationships are surface level. Are surface. I mean, yes and no, I would say. I like to like people, and I like to know people in the way that I love people. Genuinely, I really like to see people and listen to them. Granted, COVID's made me a little overwhelmed, you know what I mean, when you go out. But I have a lot of really good friends, and I'm lucky a lot of them live across the country because of different things I've chosen to do that at first might have looked like a mistake, but really were beautiful in the end. So I would say no, but I think we all got surface level friends. Okay, competitive. Yeah, like probably too much. Yeah, like I have a hard time playing board games, competitive.
Jordan told us that story when he came on the podcast.
You know what? Listen, okay?
Listen,
I played
Linda.
Sports, all right? I like to win. I can't help myself. Anyway, apparently I just put myself back in my cleats when I'm playing like Monopoly, and I'm like, let's go. It's, come on, team. Let's get this.
I honestly hadn't seen like your gaming competitive side. Like, obviously I've seen your career competitiveness and like your passion, but I hadn't seen it until we played Pondy this winter.
Oopsie.
It was... First of all, I don't know why I was about to say sexy, but it was sexy.
Wait, what?
Why did that come out of my mouth?
It was sexy. It was,
but she used to play hockey, and I kind of forgot she did. And she just shows up and starts whipping all these guys' asses, and I was like, holy shit, Sid.
I can't lie. It's so fun.
It was, you killed it.
Thank you. Okay. I definitely lost a lot of skill, though, but thank you.
She was competitive during that, for sure.
Last one, because I didn't get very many. You are intimidating. And that's probably
why.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's probably why I didn't, maybe or maybe not.
Get as
I don't
many
know.
Responses.
Or maybe people just don't feel comfortable sending me shit. Maybe because I'm intimidating. I don't know. I've gotten this one before. I'm really not intimidating. Like, I'll talk to anybody. If you come up to me and talk to me, I love everybody. Like, I really do. Mm-hmm. I like to know people. I like to be people in bubble. And like, I don't like when people are lonely. So if I look intimidating, I'm sorry.
You are intimidating, though.
Am I?
But not in a bad way.
Yeah.
I don't think intimidating.
I go, yeah.
I mean, it just...
Tell me, it's okay.
To me, I mean, like, intimidation is more in terms of, like, you hold your own a little bit. It's not like you're going to take shit from people, you know?
I've learned
that,
though.
Same way. Like, apparently, I have a resting bitch face, which is more service level intimidating, but I'm also, like... I'm going to hold my own too. So I don't think it's a bad thing, really.
Eh, whatever. Yeah. I mean, if it is, whatever. I mean, I've come a long way. I used to let people walk all over me. And I think maybe that's why I am the way I am, because
people hold it now.
Yeah. Because I'm like, people used to say things that weren't okay to me. And I just was like, whatever. And now I'm like, no, actually, I'm going to tell you when that's not okay. So those were my personal ones. Now we have ones that came from our Straight Candid listeners and followers on Instagram.
Not a lot, just a few.
Just a few, though.
We'll just say a few.
Okay.
Okay, you're both single.
Nope.
I am, Sid's not.
I am not. Let's see. You guys have money. This one was offensive a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, my parents have money. I do not have money.
I'm in debt. I owe more than I have in anything that I have. I mean, you can see from the outside. I do like clothes. Yes, I buy clothes. That doesn't mean I have money. I work really hard. I have multiple jobs.
Yep.
It doesn't mean I have money. I
was just going to say my parents do, but like I pay for shit by myself now. They're not paying for shit.
I wouldn't even think that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, whatever. People can assume.
You were both popular in high school. I was not like in the drinking popular. I was in like the student council popular.
That's cool though.
Yeah.
Student council's cool. I mean, I played multiple sports, so I feel like I was in a lot of friend groups, mm-hmm. because I liked that.
Yeah.
I was friends with everybody. Granted, I think maybe.
So you weren't like the, like in the corner, like not like socializing. So
no,
you were,
no.
Like, you were known. Okay.
Sure.
So we were both like decent. Sure. We were both
popular. I liked everybody. I was friends with the younger people. I was friends with the older people.
Yeah. People liked us.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't think it's a bad thing.
Nope.
You were both. You both are vodka water drinkers with three limes.
I'm tequila water.
She's a tequila water. I am a vodka water. Yeah. you read me like a motherfucking book, but I like Mio now, so so no limes for me.
You pander socialist causes like Black Lives Matter without taking an original, honest stance. Ouch.
Interesting.
That leads us right into what we're going to talk about.
And now my armpits are sweating, if you care.
So we are talking about cancel culture, and like comments like that. We've had a comment like that on this assumption on Instagram. We've had, a few reviews where people are saying we're just taking the easy way out, talking about issues that don't align with what we honestly believe in.
Or like post about not wearing a mask, which like, I don't mm-hmm. really remember doing that. I don't think I would have, but like, it just like people trying to cancel us and say things and what we are. And that's exactly why we want to talk about it, because these things are going to happen. And if you pay attention to cancel mm-hmm. culture happening all around us, which I'll talk about some examples in a little bit here, but I mean, we didn't realize, I mean, I shouldn't speak for us, but I'm saying I didn't realize originally that I would be in this area of cancel culture, like where people could cancel us.
The thing is, like, no one is safe. Really.
Nobody.
Like, so let's explain what cancel culture is, because honestly, it's kind of a weird, like, what's the word I'm looking for? Like, slangy term that's kind of been thrown about the past like couple months. The internet right now is hypersensitive, and cancel culture to me mostly pertains to like online presence.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was saying.
Like,
too.
Obviously, like you can say something in person, but when you're online, you just reach so much more of an audience, and there's a better chance for someone to have some backlash. So,
and usually it's like, even if someone did it in person, it wasn't like a tweet, like people caught them in a video doing it, and that person put it out there, and then TMZ bought it or whatever and made it blow up too. So
cancel culture is a culture in which we deplatform someone for something they said or done, usually celebrities or someone with an audience. Like, you wouldn't go and cancel your mom. Like, your mom can't be canceled, you know?
She's canceled.
Yeah. There's like this mob mentality behind the online presence, and the mob comes to you and they just like discard you from society. So that's kind of the definition of cancel culture. And I guess like with this podcast, it's crazy because we even try to be careful. It's not like we have a huge audience.
Careful.
It's not like we have a celebrities. It's not like we have like we're reaching like millions and millions of people, but we still we still overthink certain segments. We still think about like we should probably talk about this social issue because it is prevalent, and it almost feels wrong if we don't mention it. But yet we're here, and people are still not happy with everything that we're saying, everything that we're doing. We're a podcast that also is known for not breaking apart our segments and deleting things. So it's like we will say something wrong, and there will be people offended. And the point of this is the fact that like, we need to be allowed to change and grow and learn. And that's how you progress as a society. So it's like, how do you expect us to progress if we're just discarding and not giving someone who maybe fucks up like a second chance, really?
What I think is weird is like people hold all these high up people on a pedestal as if like no matter what level, I shouldn't even say high up people, like even us like up on some pedestal, like listening to us, like everything that comes out of our mouth is true. I mean, do you listen to everything your neighbor says? Your neighbor probably does something weird that you're like, what is they doing over there? Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it doesn't make sense to hold these people so high. And when people like, I wanted to talk about it, like David Dobrik got canceled this year, and this one was a bigger deal. They were basically made videos of girls that were blacked out drunk, and they had sex with this guy who's been accused of raping women.
And
David Dobrik knew of the actions, but knew about them or like the accusations.
And sometimes cancel culture is like effective. Like,
yes.
Like to a certain extent, I believe, yes, he should have been canceled. Or for example, J.K. Rowling, she like made to the woman who wrote all the Harry Potter books. Apparently she made some anti-trans comments that were like very, very hurtful. And she never like tried to back it up or anything. Like, she still believed it. So like,
oh God.
Certain things like that. Yes.
Of course.
I think that cancel culture is okay. But when it comes to me and you making accidental comments here and there, like for example, I was driving here and I was trying to think like, what have I said on this podcast that's so fucked up? And I was like, probably every episode something, but We had Hannah and Callan on, beautiful gay female couple, last week. And I noticed, I almost was going to tell Andrew to delete it. And I was like, no, I should keep it on. Like, I mess up. Like, we all mess up a little bit. I remember saying, I was trying to compare gender roles between a gay couple and a heterosexual couple.
Yes, I remember.
And instead, I said a gay couple and a normal couple. And I'm like, what
the? Oh, yeah.
I literally caught it right after. I'm like, why did I fucking say that? But there's things that we're going to make those mistakes, and those things that, it's just so hard. And I hope no one cancels me for making, you know, like
yeah,
a little
you don't
mistake.
Know. I mean, people are going to, they're watching, they're listening, and we want you to be listening, but we also want you to recognize we're human too. And this isn't about us and when we're canceled. And I had an instance on one of the episodes, and I'm sorry, I'm blanking on what one it was. I literally went and looked back on which one it was. I was talking about when I was younger.
Oh, it was our mom episode.
It was our mom episode. Okay, well,
mom,
I'll give a little
cast.
Background. I basically, I wanted
that,
my...
Because I know what you're about to say.
You know.
Because I caught it right when you said it. I literally like shit my pants.
Because I'm like, shit. I didn't mean it like that. Anyway, I grew up in a house and like culture was a really big thing. Like, we loved like talking about different cultures, learning about different cultures, having different meals. And my mom liked to do all those things. But basically I wanted my mom to adopt another kid, but I specifically said Africa, and I said that on the podcast, and I knew I was trying to word it so it wouldn't sound as like
you
wrong.
You kind of backtracked.
But it was because I'm, you know, where I am now. And we look back and we're like, why would we have said that? Like, and I also was trying to say on the podcast, like, why did I think that way? Why did I want like to say it so specifically? Like, I'm not sure. I can't tell you. I was really little, but I was saying, you know, how odd it was, but I said it, you know, and
it's out there.
It's out there in the world. I mean,
like,
I knew
if
that
people go back and listen to these things. It shouldn't be held against anyone.
No.
Especially if it's an honest mistake, it's the intention behind it. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
And this also brings it into another conversation with speaking about social issues that are like within our realm. Like, we feel comfortable maybe talking about women's rights.
Yep.
And people aren't so, they're not looking at us with like a magnifying glass. When we talk about like women empowerment things,
because we're women.
But
we
maybe want to talk about something that we're still passionate about, that's maybe not directly related to us, like racism or like LGBTQ, it's almost like people are sitting there with a magnifying glass waiting for the second you mess up, and then they pounce on you. So it's just hard, because to a certain extent we want to be able to talk about those things, but we know we should be silent and let other people talk. It's difficult.
It is hard. We give the mic to other people, and we're going to continue to do that. Yeah. And when we've talked about Asian hate crimes, we got advice from a woman who couldn't come on our podcast because she lives in Canada. And she gave us advice on how to talk about it and what was appropriate. But it is hard. And I don't know. I had a question I wanted to ask you. So if I'm like,
yeah,
do you think it's right to cancel someone, or do you think it depends? What does it depend on?
Yeah.
Like, 'cause this is just general. Now I'm shifting, like generally talking about cancel culture.
Yeah.
Like,
I think, from my perspective, like, I think canceling people takes it too far. But not giving them a chance for like that redemption, if it was a good intentioned, mistake. So for example, like, we meant to have Hannah and Callan on for a gay couple to represent a different perspective.
Yeah.
And the intention behind that was there, but I maybe said the wrong word, and it was maybe politically incorrect. Like we need to learn. That's why we're here. So I think canceling, yes, is too far. Unless, like I said, it's something like the story
things
with,
that are,
yes.
Yeah.
And anti-trans, comments. But I think we have to normalize that people getting it wrong, and normalize people changing their minds, because it's also wrong if someone goes back to tweets from like 10 years ago and looks through what I said in middle school or something. Or what if I had a Halloween costume when I was 7 years old and I was Pocahontas? You know, it's like
when when it wasn't as talked about or known back then. Yeah.
And I was every fucking princess for 10 years straight.
It's hard because it's like, because we're not the people. You know, we were, you know, I was dressing up like Pocahontas. Like, we weren't the people who can sit here and be like, that's offensive, because maybe back then they didn't have a voice to say it.
So
which
that's
is really
when I,
sad.
But that's when I kind of think it's wrong. What about you?
It's hard for me to say, because like, I think about, what's her name? Rebecca from The Bachelor?
From The Bachelor. Yeah.
You know, and
is that her name?
Am I saying? Becca. No, yeah, it is.
No,
it is.
No,
yeah.
No, no. You're thinking of hold on. Keep going.
Okay, well, I'll keep going. But I, yeah, anyway.
She, Rachel.
Rachel. Why was
no.
she?
Yes.
That is Rachel.
It's Rachel. You're thinking of Becca from Minneapolis.
Oh, I am thinking of Becca from Minneapolis. Whoops, sorry, guys. Rachel. I'm like, well, Becca, where did that come from? Who was
Becca?
Becca. It's Becca. Her. It's Becca. Becky. No, and Rachel from, you know, The Bachelor, and she had all these things that, you know, pointed out, like, very racist things. Like, she, I will have to say she handled herself very well.
She did.
But that's not the point. And she had to get backlash for, you know, what people found. Like, people were digging. She wasn't in the limelight. People were digging for stuff. But she did what she did. And she said what she said. And she could have been a follower. I can't assume. But what we know is what's out there. And it really sucks that she had to have the backlash of that. But it more so sucks that those things are at one point normalized. It's hard to say. I can't give a yes or no. Because some people, like you said, like David Dobrik, Logan Paul, like those people.
But then again,
he
like
he went into the murder for like the suicide forest and was laughing with at somebody. Paul. Yeah. Who was hung in his video. And he posted the video to YouTube. Someone who committed suicide.
But
like,
what else?
That's so fucked up.
What else was fucked up, though, is Logan Paul really canceled?
Nope. Like, not at all.
I hear about him all the fucking time.
No, he's not canceled. Actually, he's doing better than ever.
Yeah. Like, even the example, we were kind of chatting about this before the episode, and you were like, okay, so Chris Brown made some mistakes, but you're still going to his concert. Like, that's not canceling Chris Brown. Canceling Chris Brown is you unfollow him. You don't support his concerts. You don't, you know. So can you really cancel someone? I don't know.
I don't know any of this shit, but I'd be interested if somebody's like, you know, putting a bad review on our page or whatever. And then they're the ones that are like jamming to Chris Brown. Like, I'm like, so it's hard to explain. I don't know. It's interesting.
To all you people, not all you people. There's like two people that gave us one stars. All I got to say is, I'm canceling you, so. Just kidding. But, okay, bringing this back to probably more of, like, our listeners and what we deal with on the daily, I think what, in the past couple years, what's really been past couple years, I guess I should say year, is more of politics side of things. And I think it's funny how a lot of people would prefer to just stay silent, and then there's some of your followers that are like posting shit every single day, reposting stories, talking about current issues. And do you think that someone who has a platform, is it their responsibility to say their opinion? Is it their responsibility to talk about social issues? Like, do you like fundamentally think that people should be posting? Because I don't think it's fair that the people that are silent, they got all these, you know, let's say they have all these followers, but half the people don't even know what their stance is.
That's, well, it's a loaded question for sure.
I don't know if there's an answer.
In my opinion, yes, you should be saying something. But the hard part is like, let's say it's just like lower level, like let's just look at our friends and ones that are staying silent, not saying things about a topic. Are they actually like the ones that are we assuming that they're the other side, then that side's bad? Or are their parents not viewing things the same as them? Are they going through something that like they don't feel comfortable saying something about? Are they afraid of being trolled? Because every human on the planet is free range at this point with social media.
Or are they the trollers?
Or are they the trollers? Exactly.
Are the silent ones the ones that are trolling the people who are having a voice about shit?
Exactly. I just don't assume mal intent for most people. I just can't do that living in that world anymore. You know, we did it. I think high school is, we can go into that, but I just don't assume people have mal intent anymore. Yeah. But I do think if you've got a platform, you need to use it. I would rather be sitting here in front of you guys risking what we're saying. And Soph talk about this all the time, risking that we'll get in trouble for saying something, risking not saying something, risking not using our platform for good than to just be quiet and pretend like nothing's going on. Sorry. It is so worth the risk to me. And you know what? People are always going to hate you. They're going to hate you silently. They're going to hate you and tell their friends. Mm-hmm. They're going to hate you and tell your face, like some people have done to us. And I guess I'm hated, because if you're hated, you're doing something right.
To have followers, you have to have haters.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
And I also heard this one thing too, is really interesting. So if you think of like your 10 favorite influencers on, let's say, Instagram.
Oh, wait, I'm trying to think about mine now.
Let's say Instagram.
Okay.
And if you put them all in a room and they were all forced to tell you like their stance on a huge social cause, and you realize that, like, because when you see an influencer who doesn't have a stance, they don't talk about politics because politics are bad for business, right? So they say their stance, and let's say it's against what you originally thought, it's like you see them in a whole different limelight. So
you do.
All those influencers with those huge platforms, the ones that aren't saying their political stance, they have to be quiet or else they will lose that like their mainstream of, you know, support.
Or they choose to be quiet because they're afraid of the risk.
Well, yeah, that's yeah.
Or yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's what you're saying. Yes. But in my opinion, it's like, well,
yeah,
you can't live in fear because then you're just living in the fake.
Yep. You automatically think the people that don't have a stance are the same stance as you.
Yeah. You know what's interesting? I have to say one more thing about our podcast in general about this cancel culture stuff. It's like, would you sit in a room and talk to your friends about the things that we talk about on the podcast?
Yeah, that's the point.
That's the fucking point of the podcast. So if I'm talking about something, it's because I talk about it with my friends because I'm talking about it with my friend. That's the point. We're trying to normalize conversations to talk about these at home. And maybe if you're feeling uncomfortable because we brought up something that's happening in our local Minneapolis area right outside my front door.
That you don't think that we have an opinion about.
Yeah, it's like, it's that, you know, I'm talking about it with our friends. You know what? We're making it better. We're having a more room for learning and growth. Mm-hmm. So I just had to say that because that's the whole point. Like, we're here to open up the floor for people, man.
Yeah.
I had one more comment about cancel culture. I just needed to read on it.
I was just going to say, you take your time. I was just going to say we have two advice questions and two candid moments. So we can go into that too if you, because this was a good combo. Wow.
It really was. I
didn't know like we could even really talk about it that much. And all of a sudden it just started flowing.
It did. But you know what I have to say? If you're a troll out there, because there's a lot of trolls, think about what that person could be going through that you don't know about. And I'm not saying like, you know, condone people for making mistakes because that's just not right. But we can hold people accountable. But be careful with your words, because if someone talked to you like that, how would you feel? Yeah. And you never know how deep somebody's hurting. I can get a pit in my stomach just thinking about the hurt that people are going through.
Yeah.
You got to be careful and you got to be nice. Just be nice.
I mean, trolling is a whole conversation too. We can touch on that a little bit, but like, it's so funny because Instagram is now a little bit more of a closed community versus TikTok. Woo. Anyone can see your shit. And TikTok comments, people are so fucking mean on TikTok.
They are.
And like you said, you don't know what they're going through, but at the same time, it's a reflection on you. So I'm not going to reply. We're not going to it.
I meant the trolls making the comments. Like, what is that person going through that? Well, like us, what are we going? You know, I'm just saying like that, not like the mean person.
Well, the mean person also is going through something.
For sure.
They're getting their
rise
energy and their rise from bringing you down rather than flipping it a little bit and just like maybe figuring out your own shit. But it's a total reflection on you. And like, it's hard because at first I thought all these comments were going to like affect me a little bit, like on our TikTok and stuff and those reviews. But honestly, it like I didn't feel anything. I was like, I have no idea who you are. I was like,
we're just normal people, man.
Yeah, I'm like, get a life.
I'm just your average Joe. I'm not going to lie. That it's like, it's weird enough to me to see that like 10 people jump on our live streams. Like I just am not expecting this. You know, it's just funny. And it hurts sometimes, but I would rather give voices to people that don't have them and be sitting where we are than to have to do anything else. So you know what?
Let's keep risking it, babe.
Let's keep risking it.
Let's do it. Let's get on to these advice questions and straight candid moments from our listeners. Okay. I'm going to read my advice question.
Sorry. I just realized I just saw like a booty cheek or something in your phone.
But there's a butt picture right there, but I'm going to talk about that.
We'll talk about it next episode, but I was just looking at it. I'm like,
next week it's just going to be Sid and I, and it honestly, you guys get excited because it's going to be juicy.
It's going to be a good one.
Speaking of butts, it's going to be juicy.
Speaking of booty cheeks.
Hi. Listener wrote in, hi, I've just started listening to your podcast and was wondering if I could get some guidance to a situation I'm dealing with. So I have a question about this guy I met online and that I formed this friendship friends with benefits relationship. I met this guy on a dating app in November and we talked for a couple weeks and I had him come over one night to hang out and stuff. It's typically not like me to just hook up with a guy out of the blue, but I did because I was going through some things, so I wanted to. Anyway, me and this guy would text each other every day, basically sporadically throughout the day about anything and everything. He works crazy hours, so I didn't see him for like a month, but then we got back to hanging out. He'd bring me food when he comes to see me, or we'd go out and get dinner and stuff.
Okay,
personally,
cute.
When I think of friends with benefits, I think about someone that you are friends with, but the main part of the relationship is sex. Randomly, he bought me a sex toy he got me for Valentine's Day. He treats me really good, and I just find that surprising, especially with the guys I've encountered. So when talking to my girlfriends about it, they would say, oh my gosh, he has to like you. No guy would just do that for anyone. So basically, I wanted to know if it's normal for him to be acting like this and if it's possible that he could have some feelings for me. Damn.
Okay.
It's such like a position I feel like every girl has been in. So I know. I just like, I want to answer it well, but I like.
See, I'm like, yeah, I know. Like, I'm like, there's so many.
I just sit on it for a second because friends with benefits, when I've had that in the past, it is strictly you up, you know?
I'm like, have they talked about that? If they've talked about friends with benefits, like, did she want friends with benefits from the beginning?
I believe it was like a mutually agreeable, because there were some messages after this. I think it was a mutually agreeable decision. Like at the beginning of the relationship, they're like, let's be friends with benefits.
And they celebrated Valentine's Day as friends with benefits.
Do you want? Okay, I'm going to go.
Okay, you go.
Okay. So I think part of me thinks that since he knows that you guys already mutually agreed with friends with benefits, he's not afraid of being a little bit more like cuddly, relationshipy, wants to get you a sex toy for Valentine's Day because he knows that's already the precedent. Like for example, let's say I'm seeing a guy and I want to make sure he knows I'm not looking for a relationship. I'll say that shit right away just so I don't have to be mean and like ghost and like not text, and just so that he knows that like maybe I'm just wanting to hang out and I still want to cuddle. I still want to do maybe date things, but I don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah.
But I can still do it because he knows where I'm at. So I think he wants to be friends with benefits, and if you think there's something more, you could risk taking the chance of asking him, but that could also risk him being like, whoa, 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 why are you talking to me? Why are you getting clingy about this? I literally don't want to talk about it.
But you guys hang out. And like usually, I don't know, actually.
I thought you might have a different
situation.
Opinion than me, so I wanted to hear
I know. I don't know. I mean, it sounds like he might be interested and he's maybe afraid of also getting rejected because everybody's afraid of rejection. It doesn't matter what gender you are, you know? It's hard to say though. The Valentine's Day, the dates.
But think about the Valentine's Day gift. But it wasn't like flowers or chocolate. It was a sex toy.
I know. That's a little intense, though.
So for me, that gives
kind of sounds like a kinky freak. But I mean, like, teach your own. That's sick. But I'm just, I don't know. I'm confused. I don't know. The month in the beginning has me where, like, you couldn't find time to hang out, like, a month. Mm-hmm. Like, that, first of all, that's a red flag.
I didn't think about that.
That part is making me think, it's probably still friends with benefits, to be honest. That part gets me a little like confused. I'm like, a whole month you couldn't find time? That seems a little weird.
All right, girl. So we worked through that together.
We came to a conclusion.
We think he's still friends with benefits, but there, I think you could risk maybe.
I would risk it
slowly
for you.
Bringing up the conversation.
Don't ever be in something that you feel different about. Like,
And if you start to catch feelings for friends with benefits, you might as well bring it up because the feelings aren't going to stop unless you talk about it anyways. So you either got to move on or talk to him about it.
Exactly. Okay. Advice question number two. I'll try to go quick. I hung out with this guy 3 times at a bar and a booze cruise in a group settings. The 4th time was our first date together. We went by ourselves, no friends, no group setting. And he asked me to be his girlfriend on our first date. First time hanging out alone. 4th time hanging out. They were in a group date setting 3 times, or group setting 3 times, and then a lone date the 4th time. I told him no, and that it was too fast, and we didn't even know each other. Should Thank I God. Run or if you yes. mentioned this on the pod? Yeah. Okay, I got it. She said, don't say your name. I'm like, of course I wouldn't. And also, he did not get upset. He was like, I understand. We still talk. I asked him questions about his family and stuff, but he doesn't really ask back. I remember y'all saying if he doesn't ask questions back, he's a red flag. Do I run?
I have 2 red flags from that conversation, so I say run.
What the
fuck? Fact that he asked you to be his girlfriend on the first time you hang out alone, red flag. The fact that he doesn't ask questions back, red flag. I don't like him.
He sounds super obsessed. Super obsessed. Like, you don't know somebody when you've gone on one date and you're on that date. You're like, you want to be my girlfriend? Yeah. Like, whoa, holy shyster.
I would honestly bring it back. If you don't want to be like mean and completely just like end it, maybe give him the benefit of doubt a little bit. I'll try to be a little more kind when I'm answering this because at first I just said run. But maybe just start to hang out with the group setting a little bit more, feel it out a little bit more. But definitely No.
I mean, if you were besties on the group setting and like really were in, like intimate and really had time to just sit alone. But that's really fast. Like that's really fast.
Sounds like a little bit of like he wants to jump on her really fast before she gets like taken.
You're probably a catch, honey. So that's great. But no. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Straight-handed moments.
Stories. These Woo! Are funny.
You want to go first?
Sure.
Okay.
Okay. This, I believe it is a, okay. I thought it was a male, but I'm not sure. Maybe it's a female. Okay. Candid moment. So this was 6 years ago. I was doing the dirty with a guy I was talking to. He was way out of my league. So I was loving every second of it until in the middle, he stops mid thrust, looking me dead in the eye to ask me, how was your day? There was no talking during it besides that. After I left immediately, I called my best friend to tell her, and we are crying. We are laughing so hard. To this day, when the subject of sex comes up with our friends, we look at each other and just ask, so how was your day? Seriously, as can be, because it's become a running joke. This past week, he messages my best friend, and we are messaging him, and he uses his famous phrase, how was your day?
No.
When he responded with an actual reply, we die laughing because he has no idea he's making us laugh for 6 years.
No way.
I just thought that was like my favorite. No. I loved reading that. How was your day?
No. What are you doing?
Who says that? The whole time during sex, he didn't say anything else besides.
Just silence. Mid-thrust. How was your day? Like, are you kidding me? What? Oh, geez. I'm so cringed. So I can't.
Now, when I ask my friends, like, if they had sex or not, I'm going to say, so, how was your day?
How was your day?
And I'm going to say it with that tone. I think that should be, like, a straight-handed thing.
I don't understand how that could make the situation any better.
No. But if we ask about sex from here on out, any straight-handed listener, we're going to ask, how was your day? Okay. Maybe another merch idea.
I hate to say it, but I'm actually picturing it and I don't know who I'm picturing right now, but I'm just like, oh my God, what are you doing?
Say something a little more sexy.
I just be like this. Good. And then you're just like,
it was good.
Like moving about again. Like I'm so uncomfortable.
Good until you asked that.
Good until you asked it. Now you made me feel weird. Okay. Last straight candid moment. Last summer while training for grandma's virtual marathon, I was out running, pushing my 4-year-old son in the stroller.
Oh, we got a mom.
If you've ever done long running, you know about what they call the trots. I started feeling the urge when I was, I've never heard of it. When I was about a mile from home, I would break for my run for a few minutes until I could feel my bowels relax. By the time I was to my house in sight. Okay. I know what you mean.
This is why
time
my house was
in sight,
read
by body. I never can read these. Like I can't
I
read.
Tell Sid before the podcast is time. I'm like, read it before.
I don't read things because I'm processing them in my head. Okay, so her house is in sight. She knew that relief was also in sight, and her body knew that too. My husband was out front and would walk across the lawn to get to me. I gave the stroller a shove towards him to take care of my son while I sprinted to the bathroom. The stroller hit the curb because I shoved it so hard. My son tipped out. He was not hurt. My husband erupted in what the fucks, and I lost it in my shorts. Yes, shit my pants. I made it to the bathroom in time to finish up, then proceeded to hose my shorts off in the front lawn.
Oh,
I'm a classy suburban mom for sure. Enjoy.
I didn't care about the last part of that. All I cared about is that her son went flying.
She grabs the stroller. Those kids is like,
oh, that is hilarious.
Mom, oh my God.
We love a good poop story, don't we?
We do. We relate to them really so hard. But got four kids just flying on the stroller at the
God,
curb.
I love it.
We've all done that to our siblings, right? Right?
No.
Oh, I guess I'm the older one. Whoops.
I don't push my child.
I don't have a child.
I
used to push my sister in the stroller and we'd do this parkour strollering. And we would like push it off things. We would do it to each other, but like, is that normal?
Well, that's more normal than when I was young. Me and my sister and my neighbor friend, we would go like run into like walls and jump off trees trying to break our leg because we wanted crutches.
Okay, you're psychotic.
Isn't that fucked up?
You're psychotic.
Okay. Shit.
Well, anyway, everybody, this podcast is sponsored by Spoolish. I'm currently wearing the Spoolish Zodiac collection right now. Ooh, I got my orange pants on. What
so
up?
So soft. They're peachy.
I know. They're very peachy. I love that color. This brand, though, you guys, it thrives on bringing a new position to fashion through wearable art and conversational pieces. These pieces are hand-dyed and embroidered by Spoolish founder Emily. Emily, shout out. Find her seasonal styles at Spoolish on Instagram. Otherwise at spoolish.com.
Love it.
And
love it. I will, like, we, I put on a set before when we did a little photo shoot.
Oh yeah.
I think we posted it on our Instagram. So you guys want to check out what they look like on our page, they were honestly so soft, so comfortable. They come in a ton of colors.
I'm wearing the bottoms alone right now, but I love the top with it too. It just was hot. It. Anyway, you guys find Thank us you. At Straight Candid. What? Oh,
you guys. So Sid always fucking beats me to the punch.
Sorry.
When we say at Straight Candid Podcast. So in our notes today, I wrote
read them.
Soph. I literally put my name and I said, follow us at Straight Candid Podcast. My turn, bitch. And she just tried to do it again.
It's just because it's habit.
Okay, my turn. Hi, guys. Thanks for listening. You can follow us at Straight Candid Podcast.
God damn it. Did you know Instagram. If you do anything 26 times, it's a habit? That was our 26th okay. episode.
Well, that was my one. So I got 25 more to go.
Psycho. Woo. Okay. And always, we are produced by Back Pocket. Andrew and Sarah, you are a rock star. Thanks for being here. Thanks for producing us. You guys, thank you again for being here for another Thursday. And shout out Kai for being here too.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bitch. I'm so used to doing it that I just did it.
I was going to let you, and I was like, this is good content. I got to stop her.
You're like, stop. I'm like, what? I'm like, what?
I even showed you before.
Yeah, you did. Yay. Oh.